Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military will no longer ban transgender individuals from serving under an executive order President Biden signed today, reversing a Trump-era policy.
This is reinstating a position that previous commanders and as well as the secretaries have supported. And what I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform.
This afternoon, Biden will sign another executive order aimed at strengthening the nation's manufacturing sector. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the move will encourage the government to buy American.
The executive order is designed to reinforce Biden's campaign pledge to boost U.S. manufacturing through the federal procurement process. The administration will direct agencies to strengthen requirements about purchasing goods and services from American workers and businesses. It will also create a new White House position responsible for enforcing the directive. The former Trump administration had issued Buy American rules, but companies complained that the regulations were not properly enforced. President Biden has issued a number of executive actions aimed at boosting the nation's economy, including one that sets the groundwork for increasing the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. House getting ready to transmit an article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the move will trigger preparations for a historic trial.
The formal step comes just over a year since the House last transmitted an impeachment measure against Trump to the Senate. This time, the rebuke is for Trump's role in inciting the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The senators, who act as jurors in an impeachment trial, will be sworn in on Tuesday. The trial itself will begin on February 9th, which gives House impeachment managers and Trump's defense team 2 weeks to file briefs and finalize their legal preparations. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters he expects the trial to move quickly.
It will be fair, but it will move at a relatively fast pace.
Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
Manufacturers are already preparing to shift to production of items needed to fight the coronavirus pandemic through the use of the Defense Production Act. As the administration ramps up vaccinations, President Biden's chief medical advisor on coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told NBC's Today Show the vaccines approved for emergency use are effective against newer strains of coronavirus.
I don't want people to think at this point that the vaccines are not effective against them. They are. However, we really need to make sure that we begin, and we already have, to prepare, if it's necessary, to upgrade the vaccines.
New variants recently emerged in the United Kingdom and South Africa. This is NPR News. Italy says it will sue two pharmaceutical companies over delays in the delivery of COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports officials say their aim is not money, but to force the drug makers to meet Italy's scheduled vaccination program.
Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio told Italian TV the companies are not respecting a European Union contract, and thus we will take legal action to ensure our vaccine plan doesn't change. Pfizer announced last week it was slowing supplies to Europe due to manufacturing changes to boost output. AstraZeneca, still waiting for EU approval of its vaccine, also announced initial deliveries will fall short due to production problems. Italy got off to a speedy start of its vaccination program with 70% of doses injected. But health officials say the delays in deliveries could put back vaccinations of the over 80s by 4 weeks and by 2 months for the rest of the population. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for $1.3 billion. The company accuses President Trump's personal lawyer of defamation over repeated public claims without evidence that Dominion's machines were used to flip votes in favor of Joe Biden in the presidential election. Giuliani helped lead former President Trump's failed attempts via the courts and state vote recounts to overturn his boss's loss to Biden in November. 2 days after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, Dominion also filed a $1.3 billion lawsuit over similar allegations against lawyer Sidney Powell. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.